One more daily halakha regarding this special barakah that we add into the Birkat Mazon if we forget the Tzeva Halitzenu or Ya'alev Yavo. So the question over here is, Maran holds that once you start the fourth barakah of a Tova Metiv, let's say in the case of the Tzeva Halitzenu, we were supposed to say it on Shabbat, then you have to go back to the beginning of Birkat HaMazon. And that's how we hold. We hold you got to go back to the beginning of the Birkat HaMazon. The question is, what does it mean if you started the fourth barakah? So the Ben Ish Chai says that once you say Baruch Atah Hashem Bonei Yerushalayim, Baruch, when you say the word Baruch of the fourth barakah, that's it. You committed to the fourth barakah, and that's like you started the fourth barakah, Batov Metiv, and therefore you must right at that point go back to the beginning of the Birkat HaMazon. However, Hacham Obadiah Alav Shalom, as well as Hacham Ben Sion and Ole Tzion Pelek Bet Perek Yud Gimal Alakha Het, says that as long as you did not start the new word from the fourth barakah, meaning you just said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, which is actually the same words as the Asher Natan Shabbatot, right. So therefore you can still bail and go Asher Natan Shabbatot. But once you said the word La'ad, which is the first word of the Atova Metiv Barakah, which is different, then already you have to go back to the beginning of the Birkat HaMazon. And that's like we said, Hacham Ovadia as well holds like that in Hazon Ovadia. Again, that's not the opinion of the Ben Ish Chai in Parashat Chukat. It's not the opinion as well as Birkat Hashem and Chelek Bet. It's because we have a big machloket amongst Ben Ish Chai, Birkat Hashem on one side, Hacham Ben Tzion and Hacham Ovadia on the other. The Maase will take Hacham Ovadia and Hacham Ben Tzion on this, and will hold that as long as you said you didn't commit to the word La'ad in the fourth barakah, you could still bail and go for Baruch Hashem Melech HaOlam, Asher Natan Shabbatot.